Parshas Bamidbar, Beis Tefila, in our topical halacha series, we're going to discuss Birkas HaTorah Part 2. We spoke about it last week, but we didn't finish. What we are going to discuss about the phenomenal of people, most people, many people up all night, then they daven, they go to sleep, some of them join davening, some after davening, some people have never heard the end of Megillas Rus the whole life, just heard the first few psukim, and then most people go home and they go to sleep and they have a good night's sleep at day, a shnaskva, and they wake up. When they wake up, then Shavuos is still ahead, still a day in it. But on Torah, and we discussed last week, there's a major machlokes rishonim happening. What's the din of someone who had a shnaskva, who had a good sleep? What happened to his Birkas HaTorah? Birkas HaTorah is deraisa. It's a din deraisa to say, when you learn Torah, to learn Birkas HaTorah. Now, you said in the morning, you said it. But what happens when you go to sleep? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Mem Zayin, Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph. Tzoruch Lebarech, as a stam, Shulchan Aruch says, you have to make a new bracha. Why is that? Because many, many, many Rishonim hold that your Birkas HaTorah keeps on going until you make a break. What counts as a break? Going to sleep. A shnaskva, where you turn unconscious. There's no limud HaTorah happening. So it's a hefsek. Therefore you have to make a new bracha when you wake up. That's roif shittas rishonim. For yesh oimrim, you don't have to make a new bracha. As shittas Rabbeinu Tam, it's like Birkas HaShachar. The bracha you make is like Birkas HaShachar, which covers you from Shachris to Shachris. It doesn't matter if you wait the Hefsek. A person makes in the morning, even if you make a Hefsek, it keeps on going. It's a Birkas HaShvach you say once a day. That's a Das Yochid called Rabbeinu Tam. You don't have to make a bracha when you wake up. V'chein Noagu. The minhag is, says Shulchan Aruch, is not to make a new bracha when you wake up. The Mishnah Berurah brings many Achronim will argue the Pri Chodosh, Yor Rabba, the Gro, the Chai Odom, and they say you do have to make a new bracha. It's not even a Sabbath bracha, it's the Hakel. You got to make a new Birkas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, Hamavarech Lo Hifsid. Minhag Olam is, most people, if they have a sleep, they do not make a new bracha. That's minhag olam. But really, they're still going against roiv rishonim who hold you have a chiyuv deraisa to make a bracha. But that's minhag olam. But what about Shavuos? I'm just being emotional. It's the same as any other day. But Shavuos, is there any solution that we don't want to be in a position that we had a good shlof and wake up and now going to rave Yishayinim, you have a chiyuv deraisa to make a bracha. Going to grow in the Chai Odom, you actually have to make the bracha. Is there any solution to take care of this problem? Any ideas?
You mentioned Avos Olam.
What?
You mentioned Avos Olam for Maariv.
That's good for Maariv. That covers you for the night. What about by day? It's true. Rabbeinu saying the same truth. Let me just explain what Rabbeinu said. People have a sleep on Erev Yom Tov as well, Erev Shavuos. They have the same problem. But there's a few solutions. This year particularly, when you wake up in your sleep on Erev on Shabbos, so if you catch a mincha, you can hear Birkas HaTorah from the Mevarich. You could ask him to moitzi you. If you're going to sleep before mincha, you could ask the Mevarich, he's making Aliyah, he's going to make Birkas HaTorah, you could ask him Shabbat Habonu, you could ask him to moitzi you.
Do you need to ask him?
Yes. Because he doesn't have Kavanah to be moitzi you.
Because by Mincha, you can say Aliyah.
Okay, it's just a main. But as a, to be Pata Yochiv, it has to be Kavanah Loitzi. And he needs to have a Kavanah to be moitzi you. So you have to ask him. If you ask him to be moitzi you, I think it's Mefurish and Mishnah Berurah at this point. If someone's missing, needs Birkas HaTorah, he needs to ask the Mevarich to be moitzi him. Okay, that's one solution. Second solution, when you daven Maariv, Avas Olam, you can have Kavanah to Moitzi Birkas HaTorah, and immediately after davening, say a Pasuk. So we have a solution, they'll be covered by night, the Seder. By day, what happens? Because by day, after your davening, you go to sleep. When you wake up, you're back in the same place. So I would like to suggest, I have a suggestion. And then I went to speak to Rabboni Ha'ir and got interesting responses. And what I would like to discuss is it possible to be metamtzem your bracha? When you say Birkas HaTorah in the morning before davening, can you have in mind the bracha should only work till your sleep? Can you be metamtzem? Can you shorten the effect of the bracha? Yes?
Because you're doing it for a good reason.
Gewaldig. So keep tuned. Stay tuned. Very good. You're saying good. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, Simen Yotes, Siv Chof, discussing Shchita. When you shecht an animal, there's Birkas, you have to say the bracha for the Shchita. When you have many animals to shecht, the professional shechtim, they have a whole day ahead of them. So their bracha they say in the morning covers all the behemoths they're going to shecht that day. Says the Shulchan Aruch, don't speak. The shechet shouldn't speak between animal and animal. Because if he does speak, he'll have to make a new bracha. So he made the bracha in the morning, in the afternoon. He wants to know if his meal's ready. He says, where's the meal? How are you doing? So he made the hefsek. He's going to make a new bracha. That's the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Second opinion, yes, oimrim, it's not called the hefsek. The question is, do we compare speaking between behemah and behemah? Is it similar to speaking between tefillin shaliyah and tefillin shorosh, which you have to make a new bracha? Or is it similar to a person in the suda? He already said a moitzi. He's eating lots of food and he schmoozes. You're allowed to speak during the suda. Do we compare the various behemoths to like a suda? So machlokes lechatchila, but yeah, it's sofer brachas lehakel. If the sheikha did speak, that was sofer brachas lechatchila, he shouldn't. Says the Pri Chadash over there, we should warn the sheikhtim that when they make a bracha in the morning of Shchita, they should have in mind the bracha should only be effective till they speak. So therefore, once they speak, they can make a new bracha Miman of Shach. And then that means, according to all opinions, you can make a new bracha. Even the opinion holds that it wasn't called a hefsek, but since you were samtzen, you shortened your bracha, you can make a new bracha Miman of Shach. That's the opinion of the Pri Chadash. The Tzvua Shor, he goes to town about this. He says, not only if you make such a tnai, it's not just a bracha shein etzricha, it's a bracha lebatola. You cannot be mitzamtzem your bracha. And the new bracha you're going to make is a bracha lebatola. You already are still covered by your first bracha. He says, think, if you have fruit, you have a bowl of fruit in front of you, and you intend to have all the fruits, you have apples and oranges, can you eat an apple and make a ace and have kavana? It's only for this apple, not for the next apple. Can have kavana only for two apples, not for the three apples. It's not a bracha shenetzricha, it's a bracha levatola. And it brings a proof from the Shlo. The Shlo says on Shabbos, when you're trying to get 100 brachas, you're allowed to keep your dessert, have the dessert after Birkas Hamazon. You have an apple for dessert. So if you can have it during the Suda, you only make bracha rishayna, make Birkas Eitz. Bracha achoyna, what's going to happen? You're not going to make bracha achoyna. Therefore, you on Shabbos, you're allowed to wait till after the meal to make it then. Then you gain a bracha achoyna as well. It's kind of bracha shein esricha. That's mutar for Torah mer brachas. Says the Torah Shor, why didn't think of a better idea? Just have a bunch of nuts and be say eitz and be mechaber only for one nut, then say eitz again. No one even considers such an option, because that's a bracha. But you cannot do that. We do find in Shulchan Aruch Kufayin Dalet Zivav discussing a person who's making Havdalah, and he makes a goffin. He's about to have Menava Malka. In the Menava Malka, he has some wine. And it's a question whether that goffin he makes on Havdalah will have part of the wine or not. Because this is a choice of bracha, that's a choice of the meal. It's a shaila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what should he do? Have in mind, when you make that goffin in Havdalah, not to patter the wine of the Suda, and therefore when you have the Suda, you're chayav to make a new bracha mimonav shach. Because you shortened the bracha. So this is for sure, no arrive right from there. It's a different type of wine. And also there you had... That you had a moitzi, you made a hefsek. Different. We cannot just go outright, you know, a bunch of animals and say, this, my bracha will cover this animal, not that animal. In the Shulchan Aruch Hilchot Tzitzis, a person takes off his tzitzis to go to, he's having a shower, he's having a bath, he takes off his tzitzis, and when he gets out of the bath, he puts them back on. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Poshat Talisoi, a person takes off his talis, even though he has das to put it back on, he has to make a new bracha. You took it off, your mitzvah's over. Put it back on, you have a new mitzvah, make a new bracha. Says the Ramah, the Eshoimrim, if you had das to lachzor, you had das to put it back on, you don't have to make a new bracha. But says the Bi'alocha, it's only miyad. Only if miyad. If you had das, you went just to the bathroom, you had das, put it back on, you don't have to make a new bracha. If you're going to for some considerable time, based on merchats, you have to make a new bracha. Person goes swimming, person goes to the beach, goes. So you take off your tzitzis for a considerable time. When you put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. Says the Bi'alocha, Va'olam lo'inogim izor b'zeh. People don't do this. Because they still consider that maybe you have das, put it back on, maybe you're still covered by your first bracha. Says the Bi'alocha, this is in Simen Ches, Sif Yudalad. V'yoyse toiv, says the Rabbi Tzchaim, Shichavim ba'boiker, beis ha'bracha. When you make your tzitzis, make your bracha on your tzitzis, the day you're going to go to the beach, the day you're going to go swimming, Shalei tifto bracha zu atalis, ad sheyifshtenu ba'beis ha'merchatz. Haven't that when you make the bracha should only cover you till you go to the Beis HaMerchatz. Then when you went to the Beis HaMerchatz, you put it back on, you make a bracha b'vaday, because the original bracha has been cut. Yes?
This is not Shem Shrifa's situation where it's supposed to cover it, and you're saying, let me cut it off, even though it's supposed to be covered, and I'm going to artificially cut off the bracha. Here, I don't know if it's considered a bracha Shem Shrifa, if it's really like strong sheet that holds, you do have to make a bracha.
Right.
In fact, there is a toilet space,
right,
because you're not entering into a situation where maybe you do have to make a bracha. There's like a real reason you're doing it.
Right.
So maybe that's not
considered. So, it's a culture game. See, if the Mishnah Berurah says you can do that by talis, see, he's holding that makom safek, you're allowed to make a bracha, you're allowed to cut a bracha because of makom safek to make yourself in the badai. It's a culture game by over here. That's much more, it's a much stronger tzad to make the bracha, plus it's deraisa. So for sure you could do such a thing. It's a culture game. Right. Shita Samogan Avram. Morgan Avram says, he holds a person who's up all night can make a bracha when dawn comes, he can make a bracha. A person who's up all night can make a bracha. Why? Because he says, Shaloya da'atenu liftor ak liyoy mechot, ketakonas chazal. Says the Morgan Avram, when you made a bracha yesterday on Erev Shavuos, your kavana was just to extend the bracha only up till next morning. That was your kavana. So therefore the next day, even if you had no sleep in the middle, your bracha, you cut your bracha off. He says before, by Birkas HaTorah, you made your original Birkas HaTorah, they should only last till tomorrow. So when tomorrow comes, even though you didn't go to sleep, you make a new bracha. That's the Morgan of Rome in Siman Mem Zayin. And that's how he paskens him in Tov Tzadik Dalet. Hilchos Shavuos, he paskens that you mitamtzem your bracha only until the next day. So the same thing should happen. So if you make a bracha in the morning, you can be mitamtzem your bracha only to sleep. Shari Tshuva, Simen Mem Zayin, Sikvat Yud Beis, a person who got up early at night, said Birkas HaTorah, learned for an hour or two, and went back to sleep. Still night time. He woke up in the beginning of the night, said Birkas HaTorah, then he went back to sleep. Now he wakes up again. Does he make a new bracha or not? Huh?
How did he say a bracha in the beginning?
Because he woke up at the beginning of the night, he went to sleep.
Yeah.
Let's say he woke up at 12. He wanted to learn. So he said his Birkas HaTorah. Then at 1 o'clock he went back to sleep. Now he wakes up in the morning, or wakes up wherever, 4 o'clock. Is he still, does he have to make a new bracha or not?
Yes.
So he says it, yes. He says it depends on your das. If your das was, and when you said your first Birkas HaTorah, it should go all the way till tomorrow, so fine. So that's your das, you're covered by your original bracha.
The first time he got up at midnight, when he got up and made a bracha, because he held like the reed. Right? So he went back to sleep, so he feels like the reed when he gets up.
No. It's also been, we paskin, even if you get up early, you can make Birkas HaShachar, even it's still night time. We paskin Alocha, if you go to sleep and wake up even before it's Shachar, you start making your brachas. So you can make Birkas HaTorah even before dawn. So he made his first Birkas HaTorah. So if his das was stam, some stam meant it should continue. But if he had das only to the next sleep, and Achinam, he has to make a new bracha. All these cases we're seeing that a person indeed can in Birkas HaTorah be mitamtzem. In Hilchos Sukkah, the Morgan Avraham in Tofrei Shamates brings that a person who's in a sukkah, he had his breakfast, he said Leisha Basukkah, and he has meal, he's in the sukkah having a great time, enjoying himself. Now comes midday, he has his afternoon meal. What's going to happen with Leisha Basukkah? Is he washing again? Says the Bach, yeah, make a bracha again. Why? You haven't left the sukkah. Because your mistomi or das was, when you made the first Leisha, she only covered you till the next meal. That was your das. So you're not covered, so you have to make a new bracha. Says the Morgan Avraham, Dvoy Tmuim. Person is wearing tzitzis. Can he make that? Can he make a tnai? My bracha should only work till chatzos. After chatzos, I have to make a new bracha. You're in the sukkah. You can't stop. There we see you can't stop a bracha. Leil Pesach. Yes. What?
It's normal for someone to leave before the next meal.
Okay.
It's not normal. Sometimes people piss off in the middle of the year. Before Chatzos, stop. You're supposed to wear it all day.
Okay.
It's a normal thing to do.
What's the
difference? It's expected when you made your relationship for breakfast. Yeah. But you're not going to be there for the next 5 hours.
But does it work? Does it work such an... But Maisie didn't leave. Does it work to cut your bracha or not?
Stamdas is that you were going to leave.
It's just because of Stamdas.
Yeah, you did. You were enjoying yourself. Stamdas is not in the morning. You're not going to take it off at 11 o'clock.
The Magen Avraham sound, he doesn't accept even the ability to cut your bracha. Even if you it's not a matter of... the mitzvah is continuing, you can't cut the bracha off. There's no get off. There's no way to turn off. You're still, your original mitzvah is still going. Alba kaisais, we make bracha, we make a gofen every single kais. Why? And we don't make a bracha achrona. So that's why. It doesn't make sense. Why is it we make a bracha rishon, we make a gofen on the kiddush, and a gofen again? We don't make a bracha achrona. If the halah is a hefsek, if there's a break, that's why you make a new bracha rishon. You should make an old bracha achrona as well. If it's still going. So, and that's why you're not making bracha achrona on your first kiddush. So, why are you making bracha rishayna? Says the Taz, in Tofein Dalet, Sifalef, Sifat Nalef, because since there's a mitzvah of every kais, when you made that gofen, you had kavana, the gofen is only kapati to the next kais. You cut your bracha. What? You cut it. If it's the Aleph Gefen only works till the next choice.
That's not the case.
Huh?
That's not what we do.
Yeah, we do. We make a bracha every time. We make a gofen again.
So we should make each course Aleph Gefen.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Because we're really connected. We're connected to the next meal. But we cut our first bracha. We make a t'nai, we make that original gofen, we have in that, it should only work, the first bracha should only work till the next kois. We are limiting the effect of our bracha.
So why isn't given the same way?
Because we didn't limit that. Because we're still going, we're still connected. That's a different, we didn't do that to that bracha. It's different in bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna.
If you're connecting them,
and
you're connecting them.
No, it's only bracha rishayna. But as far as bracha achrayna is concerned, I'm still in the meal. I'm part of the meal. We're still going. Ashitas hataz. We found that machlikas in the steer in the Magen Avraham itself. The Magen Avraham Hilchot Tzitzis says you can't cut. The Magen Avraham says about Arba Koises, you can't cut. Sukkah, you can't cut. But Bilkos HaTorah says you can. Says the Mincha Shleima, he raises the point in Chelek Aleph, Sifut Ches, says, the Magen Avraham holds that Bilkos HaMitzvahs, you can't cut the mitzvah because the bracha is Tama Shvach, you're thanking Hashem for the schus of doing the mitzvah. You're not bailing to cut the bracha. It's two separate things. The bracha and the mitzvah are two separate things. You can't limit the bracha. You don't have the power to limit the bracha. Now, Birkas HaTorah, he learns, it's a matir. Your Birkas HaTorah is matir to learn. So therefore, you have the power to cut it. Okay, so what came out of this? What we discovered, we found this concept of limiting your bracha. And even by Birkas HaTorah, it works. Only by because the Torah works. So the question is, should we have das in the morning to limit at a because of Torah? Should only work till when we wake up. Sounds like about the gates, and then we can wake up and we can say a because of Torah. One of shach ikra din. So anyway, we have to make a because of Torah. Have a tziruf of making this night. I looked around in the svarim. I didn't see anyone talk about this in this case, in this instance. I went to speak to Goldstein, said no, it's still a fake speaker. That's not, he didn't like that etzah. So I didn't get a skoma. No one gave me a skoma for this etzah. So I asked Mordechai Goldstein, what do you say? What should be done? Said Mordechai Goldstein, he said, Pischei Tshuva Shin Chof Ches. What does it say in Pischei Tshuva in Yoredeh Shin Chof Ches? It's the Vayvorech David. What's Vayvorech David? The Pischei Tshuva is discussing a person as a Froshes Chala, Dumi Sofik. It's a Chala that's not clear whether you are obligated or not. And you're separating a Sofik. Can't make a bracha because it's Sofik. Says the Pischei Tshuva, Ba'aretze lahachmir with a bracha, Yasek mo kasha kibalti mirabosai. Here we go, here's an Eitzah. You can make a bracha on a Sofik. It goes like this. He says, Yoimar derech tfila hapsukim shavi vayvorech David. Boruch ata Hashem Eloike Yisrael, Lucho Hashem HaMamlocha, Boruch ata Hashem, you get Malchus, and then you say, Boruch Shet Sivonu La'afrish Chala. V'chaygav Nalekir Chashash Brocha Levatola. Your Yoitze Brocha, if you have a Brocha, you did a Brocha. If not, you said Psukim. So Goldstein told me, this is what you should do. I asked him, can I memorial the Rabbi? He said, yes. So Bertzai, this is how it's going to go. Okay? I'm reading the Nusach. Here we go. I don't recommend you say out aloud. Someone may call an ambulance on Yom Tov to think you need an ambulance quickly. Dachuf, Pigor Nefesh. This is how it's going to go. Vayvorech David es Hashem neinei kol hakol. Vayomer David, Boruch ata Hashem Eloike Yisrael, Ovinu me'olam v'ad olam. L'cho Hashem Agdula v'agvura v'atiferes v'anitza v'ahoid ki l'cho ki kol shomayim uv'oretz l'cho Hashem ha'mamlocho Boruch Hashem kidishonu mitzvoso v'tzivonu la'asek b'divrei soira v'arevnu Hashem elikeinu es divrei soira z'cho b'finu b'fi amcho b'is Yisrael v'niyah anachnu v'tzetzainu v'tzetzoy amcho b'is Yisrael kulon yoy deshmecho v'lo yindesel asecho lishmo. Nu? No. By Baruch David is Hashem. Hey, they call a call. By him, David. Baruch ato Hashem Eloike Yisrael. Avinu mi'olam ba'adolam. Baruch hamelam et Torah la'amo Yisrael. By Baruch David is Hashem. Hey, they call a call. By him, David. Baruch ato Hashem Eloike Yisrael. Avinu mi'olam ba'adolam. L'cho Hashem agdula v'agvur v'atiferet v'nitza v'ahoyit kol b'ashamayim v'oret. L'cho Hashem ha'mamlocho. Boruch Hashem, Boruch Habonu Mikol Amim V'nosa Nones Toyosoy V'yvoruch David Es Hashem V'yinu Kol Hakol V'yinu David Boruch Ata Hashem Eloike Yisrael V'yinu Meilom Adolom Boruch Hanoisei Natoyro. Rabbi Yisai, the death when you call an ambulance on you.
Why would you do this?
In this way you're covered. If you need a bracha, you said a bracha, you said Boruch Ata Hashem, you say Melech Ha'olam, everything's incorporated within Vayvorech David. So if you're not mechuyav in a bracha, you said Psukim. If you need a bracha, you're yotzei the bracha.
You're still eating words.
Psukim. This is based on the eitzah of the Pischei Tshuva. I asked him, can I tell this to the rabbin? He said, yeah, whoever wants it, just say it's a hidur. You shouldn't think you're chayav. I spoke to Rav Reichman. He told me he saw himself, Rav Mordechai Goldstein, doing this himself. He saw Rav Mordechai. It's the shitosai. He mamash passing his Pischei Tshuva lemaisa. He saw him putting up a mezuzah. There was a sofek when he needs a bracha or not. And he saw him doing the Vayvorech David system of making Vayvorech David and making a bracha for the mezuzah. Okay?
There's another question.
Chashem
Amlocha, and then a
Hefsek. No, so we finished. Chashem Amlocha. I didn't write it. But it's not the Chodorosh, you're right. You're right. I agree with that. It's not the Chodorosh. So it's Ad Kan Dvarov. I am extremely unhappy with this Eitzah. Why? Because I believe, I think, this, we are en chabay lechidushay, we are taking this out of context, b'chlal. Because, let me just add something that I want to say. Gosen told me, he once went to speak to Rav Elyashiv about doing also some type of Amdeni Chukecha system, Borchat Hashem, Amdeni Chukecha, making a bracha out of Sofek in Torah. Rav Elyashiv told him, normally speaking, you want to keep what Chazal said, you don't want to play around with the words too much. But in Birkas HaTorah, Chazal were happy with Av HaRabba as well. So you see that the ones who are makpid in Birkas HaTorah should be done the normal way. So therefore, in Birkas HaTorah you can play around. That's what he says. He said, I can be Meir LeRabim. I can say this B'Rabim as a Hidur. That as a Ras Yochid to the Rabim, whoever wants to do this, says, you nothing to lose, should do it. I personally have great reservations because we are taking the Pesach Teshuva and blowing it up. Because the Pesach Teshuva was talking about a Brocha Ktzara, a Birkas Achala. Because you have, this, again, by Vorach David and Hashem, Leine Kol HaKol, that's history, right? Once upon a time, there was a David, Rest Hashem, in a Kol HaKol. Vayomer David, it wasn't, this is not part of the bracha yet. Then, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. That's how we start the bracha itself. Avinu Me'olam Ad Olam, Cha Hashem Agdula, Vagvura, Vatifrez Me'id Vahoyt, Cha Hashem HaMamlocha. So, I hear it. You get Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Olam, Gevaldik. But in the bracha Aruka, to do this twice, I think we're abusing the Pesach Teshuva. I believe. Because we'd have the Harav No Hashem Elokeinu. We're in the middle of bracha now. Now, because of bracha Hashem, we're starting from Vavod David again. But you're in the middle of the bracha. Why are you saying in the middle of the bracha now? Vavod David is Hashem. King David. Blessed Hashem. Read that 2,000 years ago. Hutu, le'enei kol hakol, in front of everyone. This is not relevant to the bracha b'chlal. Going off topic. So if you say bracha k'tzara, it's before. It's an unnecessary introduction. Before you said bracha Hashem. But now you're trying to, you're doing it again. You are making a chatzitza, going off topic in the middle of your bracha. You see? That's not what it says in Pesach Teshuva.
I think maybe there's a second problem as well with this Eitzah.
The what?
For Rebbe No Hashem Elokeinu, you sing Shem Hashem again, we've got the context of the bracha.
Tzach Tefillah.
If it's not the bracha the way it's supposed to be, like, no, you don't
have to say Shem Hashem. It's the Hashem Elokeinu part?
Yeah.
I think you'll have to stamp say Rebbe No Hashem Elokeinu. Tzach Tefillah. You're not saying actual bracha. You're saying, Tzadik no chayv. Who is it? So I asked him, he said, what do you have to lose? He says, like the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and you said, Baruch Hashem, and you say, Lamdeinu Chukecha. It's also off topic. You're middle of saying, Ashiveinu Binu, so you're saying, Refrain Hashem Ben Yerofe, Baruch Hashem, oops, Lamdeinu Chukecha. So you see that Mishas Atchak, you can go off topic. This is also Shas Atchak. You have no choice. So you do it even though you're going off topic.
There's a difference between Shas Atchak and Bidiyev.
Yeah.
In Shmoneh Esrei, it's Bidiyev. You made a mistake.
Yeah.
This is saying for Shas Atchak. The halachas are not always together.
But what's your choice? You have a Sofik bracha, because that's Torah. So this is the best way out. I have nothing to lose by doing this. That's how he looks at it. So if I personally don't feel comfortable with this. I went to speak to another Rav, Davidovich. So it's not minhag, no one does this. And he said, you're sleeping on Shavuos, it's full Torah, it's not a hefsek. Why are you going to sleep? So you could learn, it's not a hefsek. So Rav Eichmann told me back, when the goyim went to sleep, it wasn't for Torah. The goyim says you have to make a new bracha. When the goyim went to sleep, why did he go to sleep? Because he was tired. Went to sleep so she could learn better. So, and yet still the goyim says you have to make a bracha. Mind you come unconscious. You have no das anymore when you sleep. So therefore that can't be. So I went to speak to Abnosin Kopshitz in Kiryat. Abnosin told me he cares very much. He's also the shvuas people that they make a bracha in the morning and they go to sleep. He's also very bothered. Now he personally makes a bracha anyway. When he goes to sleep, he makes a bracha. He goes out to go in. Baruch lo hipsit, stop at the right, say, make a bracha anyway. So, what's his etzah for the minhag olam? He says, in the morning, make one bracha. One bracha in the morning for your davening, and one bracha, keep a reserve bracha for after your sleep. We make two brachas atara. One is not dependent on the other. They don't have to be set together. What's the raya? Mishabura says, a person who came to shul, he hasn't said brachas atara, boom, they call him for an aliyah, he's the kohen. They call him up. The kohen says, asher brocha bonu. Now, what about the first bracha of harivna? Say later on. Doesn't have to be set together. So therefore, this suggestion is since we have this major problem. So you keep one bracha before davening, which patterns you for Birkas HaTorah. It patterns you, and the second bracha afterwards. Which one should we choose? It says it's not kedai to choose the harivna in the morning. Why? Because there's going to be Birkas HaTorah and the Kriyas HaTorah. You can hear Shabbat Habonu, Sokadai. Rather, choose a Shabbat Habonu in the morning and keep the Haravno when you get up. That way you're covered. I told Rav Goldstein, I said, no, there you go. Why should you do that? Make for Avor David. What?
Okay,
but it goes together. We make it. Harivna, it goes together with last week's Torah. Okay? Sikuma shel davar. That's putting straight. Minhag ha'olam is you get up, have some cheesecake, enjoy yourself. That's minhag ha'olam. Okay? There's the seimech of Rabbeinu Tam, that sleep is not a hefsek. That's minhag ha'olam. If you are bothered, which if you look in the sugi, there's what to be bothered about. You should know, the Mishabur says, I'm a Baruch Lo Yipsit. Nosson told me, Baruch Lo Yipsit, stop it. Because he says every day. I asked him, why do you say every day? What about Minhag? He said, Baruch Lo Yipsit, stop it, the Raisa. Lo Yipsit. So, that's an approach. You have a Mishabur to rely on. Baruch Lo Yipsit.
Means make the bracha when you wake up.
Every time you have a shnas kva, day or night, wake up, you say a bracha. And the baruch lo yifsid, stop it, eraisa, that's what Ramnosin does himself. That's not minhag olam. Now if you feel emotional on shavuos, you don't want to be in a situation where you're going to the right place, you don't have birkas haTorah, you could do by Vor David, with a Goldstein shlita, do by Vor David, which is a double, it's four times of Avor David, as we read before, which is quite wild. Or you could do, Rav Nosson says, in the morning, only say one, Shabbat Habanu. If someone's emotes to you, have Kabbalah not to be to the second bracha. You say one bracha, you're covered, because that's how you're covered. And then, when you wake up, you say the second bracha. Okay, I just I'm not passing the mitzvah b'chlal. Just give me over the information. Ask your lord, your local Orthodox rabbi, what to do. Minhag Olam is not to make a bracha. Ika shezeicha to the Torah, all the brachas should be have now. Should enjoy our learning. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. God. No battery.
Hmm?
No battery.
Stand like we say on a Shabbos. Don't get your kids.